英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的读英语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
好，欢迎我们的小伙伴们登录到全国的直播间哈，来收听我们今天的直播节目，也和全国各地的小伙伴们一起来学习。今天给大家带来了两则美文。
Yeah, today we are going to read two special stories.The first story we're going to read is about tells us that we have to think before we act.
今天的两则故事啊，其实它的核心呢都是想说，假如生活欺负了你，你应该怎么去回应呢？或者说你应该怎么去反应呢？啊，你应该做什么呢？
Yeah, in life, always there will be problems. There will always be people that give you difficulties or justThe weather that doesn't cooperate with your plans, or maybe something tragic happens to you or someone you know that kinda like hinders what you wanna do. Well, the key is not to like let those things influence you too much and just think before youtake action to do something about it.
哎，两篇文章呢都是要聊一聊哈，关于这个人在处事的时候呢，我们的内心之道。比如说生活欺负了你，我们也知道生活中经常有很多不如人意的事情。
Yeah.
有的人你比如说随意的是吧，喜欢去给别人添麻烦啊，喜欢去辱骂他人啊，啊给你造成各种各样的不必要的一些麻烦。那么在这种情况下，如果生活欺负了你，你是怎么样？大呼小叫吗？愤怒回击吗？反应过度吗？ Overreacted 吗？
Yeah, a lot of times actually that happens, that we overreact. We let ourselves be guided by negative emotions so much. And those negative emotions, actually, you don't really need them.
生活中别人可能会给你制造，时时刻刻都会给你制造一些负面的情绪。那么你自己如何来应对这种生活强加于你的？或者不经意间驾驭你的这样的一些压力呢？我们来看今天的第一个故事哈，讲到的呢很有意思，叫做蟑螂理论。
Yeah,
cockroach theory.
Yeah, it's a story about a cockroach that once caused a lot of panic and chaos in a restaurant.
嗯，我们的故事都蕴含着一定的哲理，但是又不深奥，所以大家呀，欢迎你们啊，跟着我们一起来在阅读的过程当中呢，细细的思考。有一只蟑螂在餐厅里引起了女士们的尖叫。
Yeah, he landed on the lap of a lady visitor, and of course she started screaming. Imagine that would happen to you. You're just having dinner with your friends, and then suddenly a cockroach on your lap. Oh no, it's terrible.But then, like other ladies, they see it happening and they also start screaming, of course. And then a waiter comes and he very calmly, very composedly just takes the cockroach, throws it out, and then...Everything is in peace again. Everything can continue again.
蟑螂在餐厅里引起了在场女士们的尖叫啊！一片混乱当中呢，是落到了服务生 a waiter 的身上。这个服务生呢，非常冷静的一把捉住了蟑螂，直接扔出了门外。然后这场风波呢，也就平息了。这是非常经典的蟑螂理论。
Yeah, the waiter knew exactly what to do and how he should do it.And that is actually the lesson what another customer who was watching this whole event learned from this. Always think before you act. Don't react to difficult situations, but respond.
哎，在旁观这场混乱哈，以及这个混乱解决的这个第三者呢，哎，就觉得说这个场景是有意思的，它能够带给我什么样的启发呢？于是他就写下了 The Cockroach Theory。第二个故事呢是关于在路上，这个路上的事儿真是太多了、yeah. 司机们很多都有路怒症是吧，路上很容易生气啊，君子都能变成小人。
I'm sure that many of you who are driving a car recognize this situation. Like, it's a story about a man who took a taxi to the airport, but the taxi almost got hit by another car, and that car, the driver of that car was very aggressiveBut to the surprise of the man in the taxi, his driver just smiled and waved at the aggressive driver, just as if he was just saying friendly and politely farewell. And then the taxi driver explains to him that people are like garbage trucks.
第二个故事哈，出租车呢是正常行驶在路上，反而被一个强行并道的司机呢，给辱骂了。这个司机呢抢别人的路不说啊，还非常的强势啊，还骂人家。这个出租车司机师傅啊，只是很淡然的挥了挥手，不仅没有回骂，反而呢让这个强行抢道并道的人先走了啊，还微笑了一下，说祝你好运。因为他相信有一种垃圾车法则。好，今天这两个故事听上去都是蛮有寓意的。假如生活欺负了你怎么办呢？ Think before you act。 接下来我们有请为我们朗读美文的 Nick 老师为我们带来第一个故事， The Cockroach Theory。
The Cockroach Theory. At a restaurant, a cockroach suddenly flew in from somewhere and sat on a ladyShe started screaming out of fear. With a panic-stricken face and trembling voice, she started jumping, with both her hands desperately trying to get rid of the cockroach. Her reaction was contagious, as everyone in her group also got panicky. The lady finally managed to push the cockroach away, but it landed on another lady.In another group. Now, it was the turn of the other lady in the other group to continue the drama. The waiter rushed forward to their rescue. In the relay of throwing, the cockroach next fell upon the waiter. The waiter stood firm, composed himself, and observed the behavior of the cockroach on his shirt. When he was confident enough, he grabbed it with his fingers and threw it out of the restaurant. Sipping my coffee...And watching the amusement, the antenna of my mind picked up a few thoughts and started wondering. Was the cockroach responsible for their histrionic behavior? If so, then why was the waiter not disturbed?
第一段第一个故事啊，这个第一部分呢层次啊非常清楚啊，而且它这个用词在描写混乱的这些 phrases, verbs, 很精彩啊，我们一起来看一下。
The cockroach theory.At a restaurant, a cockroach suddenly flew in from somewhere and sat on a lady.
在一家餐厅 ,at a restaurant. 蟑螂大家应该会说吧啊，这个单词。
Cockroach.
Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. 必须要学会的。A cockroach suddenly flew in.突然间飞了进来 ,from somewhere, 不知从哪个地方飞了进来 ,and sat on a lady, 落在了一位女士的身上。
She started screaming out of fear.
几乎是在突然间啊，她就开始了大声的叫喊着惊恐的尖叫起来 ,started screaming out of fear, out of fear, 出于恐惧、
yeah.
尖叫起来。
Because she was afraid, she started screaming out of fear.
这个场景不少见，女孩子都是很怕这些小虫虫小蚁蚁的。
Yeah, like in general, mostly women, they really are afraid of cockroaches. I mean, I am for sure.
你怕蟑螂吗？
Yeah, but I do. I'm afraid of cockroaches a lot. I mean, I wouldn't harm them because, like, I don't think they deserve that, but I prefer not to have them during my dinner.
蟑螂呢，只是它传播细菌哈，其实它也不可怕呀，是吧？而且我发现这北方的蟑螂吧，特别小，特别小。南方的蟑螂，南方的蟑螂很大。
Oh, okay.
要更大一些，所以如果你见过南方的蟑螂，你对北方的蟑螂简直是觉得他们简直就是小朋友。
I did not know that. Never safe here in Beijing, I say.
女生呢，经常看到什么虫子呀、蟑螂啊、老鼠啊，都会 screaming out of fear. 啊，就怎么说
？With a panic-stricken face and a trembling voice.、
他是带着什么样的脸和什么样的表情和声音呢 ？Panic-stricken.Panic-stricken, 一个形容词、啊、被惊恐的怎么样袭击的
Yeah, if you're panic-stricken, you are feeling so afraid or worried that you cannot think clearly or calmly. You're just panicking, like stressing out and like losing it. You don't know what to do anymore. Then you're panic-stricken.
所以我们说一个人面带惊恐，我们就说他有一张面带惊恐的脸 ,with a panic-stricken face.就怎么说那声音颤抖呢
and a trembling voice
trembling 就是那种
、yeah.
不停在抖的
She started jumping.
然后马上就乱跳了起来。
With both her hands desperately trying to get rid of the cockroach.
两只手绝望的 desperately trying to 试着 get rid of, 摆脱 the cockroach.这幅画面就是一个人在面临着惊恐的时候一个很正常的反应。
Yeah, this is like a very normal thing to happen when a woman sees something very scary.
对，当一个人看到一些令他自己觉得恐惧的东西的时候，他也会有如下的反应。
Her reaction was contagious.
好，他的这个反应啊 reaction 就是对事情做出的反应，是一种 contagious.
Yeah, a contagious feeling or idea that spreads quickly from one person to another person. So like her feeling of fear that spreaded very quickly to the other ladies. They also became afraid of her freaking out like that.
就是那种传染的效应。传染，一个人害怕，另外一个人也害怕起来了啊！人群中呢，就是有这种传染效应。你比如说，一个人困了，在打呵欠，另外一个人肯定也就困了。好，同时呢
，As everyone in your group also got panicky，
这里 panicky 就是 panic 的另外一个形容词形式了，也是惊慌失措的意思。就他一个人这样。啊，挑动了这个餐厅的气氛以后，同在餐厅里的每个人突然间都变得很紧张，很惊慌起来。
The lady finally managed to push the cockroach away, but it landed on another lady in the group.
这位女士呢，是终于尝试着 manage to push the cockroach away. Push away, 把它推走，啊，把它赶走。哎，她终于呢，是把蟑螂啊，从自己身上赶走了。
Now,It was the turn of the other lady in the group to continue the drama.
但是很不幸，她又降落在了 landed on 另外一位女士身上。哎，这下啊，又轮到这位女士呢，继续这一场 drama 表演。Turn of the other lady in the group to continue the drama. 另外一位女士也是吓得不轻。
Yeah, like a drama is a situation that is very unexpected. It's like there's a lot of worry and excitement in a drama. Like it's very theatrical, a bit exaggerated even.
对，这个女士嘛，这么反应其实是正常的哈。
Yeah.
要是一个男士这么反应的话，就有点。
That is a bit too awkward for a guy.
现在也是正常的。
Yeah.
很多男士很胆小的。
I gotta agree with that. Yeah, that's right.
我们看到在很多旅游景点啊，那个天空中有那个透明的栈桥啊，很多人进去走那个透明的桥的时候都吓得，
yeah.
不分男女哈。
Yeah, like no one dares to go over that bridge. Like it's too scary to look in the depth. Then, oh yeah, I can imagine.
那种惊慌就叫做 panicky 啊 ，panic.
The waiter rushed forward to their rescue.
服务员赶紧冲过来啊 ，rushed forward.To their rush forward to their rescue, 赶过来救援。Yeah, 看一下这个短语。
Yeah, he went very quickly to their table. He rushed forward to their rescue, like he was going to save them. He was going to save them, and they did not expect him.To come and save them.
总不能让一个蟑螂在餐厅里甩来甩去吧。
Yeah, so if you say that someone comes to the rescue of someone else, that person unexpectedly saves someone else from a dangerous or unpleasant situation.
接下来作者这个用词很有意思。In the relay of throwing. Relay, 我们知道是接力赛的意思。在这一场啊扔蟑螂的接力赛当中
The cockroach next fell upon the waiter.
接下来这个蟑螂呢就降落在了落在了 fell upon the waiter 这位服务员身上了。
The waiter stood firm.
大家注意看这一句当中啊这一段落当中有很多精彩的词语。首先 stood firm, 服务员站得很稳。
Yeah, when you behave firmYou behave in a way that shows that you're totally in control of the situation and you know exactly what to do.
很稳 ,stood firm, 稳稳地站立着。
Composed himself.
Composed 是个什么词
If you compose yourself, you make yourself calm after being angry or upset, in a rush or nervous, like you become completely calm.
一种镇定、
yeah.
让自己呢镇定了下来 composed himself.
And observed the behavior of the cockroach on his shirt.
他只是观察着蟑螂在自己衬衫上的一举一动。
When he was confident enough,
当他足够自信的时候，
He grabbed it with his fingers and threw it out of the restaurant.
几乎是瞅准了时机，突然间一下。
Yeah.
Grab it. 突然间一下，迅雷不及掩耳之势。
Yeah, really quickly he just catched it with his fingers.、
哎、用手指就抓住了这个蟑螂。With his fingers, 接下来 throw it out of the restaurant, 就把它扔到了餐厅外面。就这样，在短短的一个瞬间，
Yeah,
一下抓住，唰一下就扔出去了。
It only took a few seconds, maybe even to get rid of the cockroach, and he also did it in a way that showed that he knew that he was what he was doing and like how he had to do it.、嗯、he thought about this.
所以这个世界上啊，不能只有女人，不能只有这个叫制造混乱的人。其实女性在这里呢是指代的一种制造混乱的人、
yeah.
所以说她还必须得有那个平息风波的人
Sipping my coffee and watching the amusement
好眼前观察的这一切呢就让这个在旁边、啊、喝咖啡的人看见了 Sipping my coffee 吸着抿了一口我的咖啡叫 sip 这个单词
And watching the amusement
Watching the amusement. Amusement 是那种有趣的事情。
Yeah, amusement is any activity or performance that is provided for entertainment, to entertain people. It's an activity that people enjoy watching or doing.
就是他们在那儿啊，尖声尖叫的时候、
yeah.
旁边的人看着觉得挺有意思的。
I mean, imagine if you sit in a restaurant and suddenly you see a group of ladies screaming and yelling, ah, cockroach, ah, cockroach, you would also be a little bit like, that's super funny.
因为这种反应呢一般来讲是小孩子可能会有的反应、
yeah.
所以一个成年人突然间在一个惊慌失措当中
That is pretty awkward for
变回来一个宝宝、啊
yeah.
一个儿童这个旁边的人看上去就忍俊不禁吧就这么说他就认为这是一个 amusement、啊、观察着这有趣的一幕
The antenna of my mind picked up a few thoughts and started wondering
这个说法很好玩我脑子的什么天线 antenna
yeah an antenna is a piece of equipment that is it's like a long thin piece of metal that is used to receive signals from a radio or from a television well in this story of course the word antenna is used figuratively like the man doesn't have an antenna in his forehead or something
当然、
no.
人的头上是不可能有天线的
he says that the antenna of his mindPicked up a few thoughts, and that means that he suddenly realized some things that are important, but he never realized them before.
字面上的意思是说，我头脑的天线接受到了 picked up a few thoughts, 接受到了一些想法。实际上，啊，非比喻的意思就是说，哎，我的脑子当中突然冒出了一些，我突然意识到了一些我以前没有意识过的东西。A few thoughts and started wondering. 我就开始琢磨了，我就开始思考了。
Was the cockroach responsible for their histrionic behavior?
这个蟑螂，它要对这样的一场 histrionic， 好，这个单词长得好像 historic。长得好像历史性的其实并不是这是俩词儿、啊、它是什么意思呢
Well, if certain behavior is histrionic it is behavior that is showing very strong feelings it's very exaggerated in an embarrassing and not reasonable way so like very dramatic behavior
它的同义词就是 dramatic 戏剧性的夸张的蟑螂为这样的一场戏剧性的行为负责任吗？ be responsible for. 换言之，这一场闹剧是蟑螂的引起的吗？
If so, then why was the waiter not disturbed?
如果是的话，那么这个服务员为什么没有因此被扰乱呢？是谁的问题呢？大家来想一想，是谁制造了这样的一场混乱呢？ Who made the panic?
Yeah, who caused the chaos? The cockroach or the ladies?
到底是什么呢？好，我们来听第二段作者的思考。
He handled it near to perfection without any chaos. It is not the cockroach.But the inability of the ladies to handle the disturbance caused by the cockroach that disturbed the ladies. Now, I realize that. It is not the shouting of my father or my boss or my wife that disturbs me, but it's my inability to handle the disturbances caused by their shouting that disturbs me. It's not the traffic jams on the road that disturbs me, no, but my inability to handle the disturbances caused...by the traffic jam that disturbs me. Get it? More than the problem, it's my reaction to the problem that creates chaos in my life. The lesson I have learned from this is that I should not react in life. I should always respond. The woman reacted, whereas the waiter responded. Reactions are always instinctive, whereas responses are always well thought of. Just and right.To save a situation from going out of hands, to avoid cracks in a relationship, to avoid taking decisions in anger, anxiety, stress, or hurry.
一个善于思考的人，他不会放过生活当中的每一个场景，每一次经历，因为他都可以从中观察，并且有所收获，有所 lesson learned.
He handled it near to perfection.
Handle, 处理，应对。
Without any chaos.
Near to perfection. 几乎完美。
Yeah, it was almost perfect. It almost had no flaws. It could not be done any better.
Without any
chaos.
Chaos. 注意，这也是一个四六级的单词啊。Chaos.
Chaos is a situation in which everything is confused and a big mess. It's like chaotic and messy and like...
完全没有一点混乱 handle it near to perfection、啊、几乎是完美的应对了有条不紊毫无混乱
It is not the cockroach but the inability of the ladies to handle the disturbance caused by the cockroach that disturbed the ladies
这个长句子来了看你能不能读懂它并不是蟑螂 It's not the cockroach but...不是而是是什么呢
The inability of the ladies
是因为这些女士们她们欠缺一种能力 Inability 就是无能
Yeah, not being able to do something Inability
女士们没有一种能力什么能力
To handle the disturbance caused by the cockroach that disturbed the ladies
没有能力来应对来 handle The disturbance, 扰乱混乱。什么扰乱混乱呢? Caused by the cockroach that disturbed ladies. 没有能力应对这只蟑螂对他们造成的扰乱。
I realize that it is not the shouting of my father or my boss or my wife that disturbs me.
突然间这个旁观者他就意识到了一件事情。
Yeah.
就说这个事情发生在他们身上。给他们造成了混乱那么我的生活当中呢我也意识到了 I realized 好这个时候我们所有的人都要一起来想象一下假如我们就是这一场 panic 的旁观者那么我们的生活当中在遇到类似于蟑螂的事情的时候以蟑螂为比喻、
yeah.
那些给你带来混乱的时候你有没有能力应对这场扰乱呢我就意识到了It's not the shouting of my father. 不是我父亲对我的大喊大叫。
Or my boss.
或者我老板对我的生气怒骂。
Or my wife.
或者我的妻子对我的指责抱怨。
that disturbs me.
来扰乱我。就是说平时扰乱我的并不是这样的一些外来的因素。
But it's my inability to handle the disturbances caused by their shoutings that disturbs me.
而是我自己的问题。我自己的什么？还是那个词 inability. Ability 是有能力，加上一个 ion 在前面做前缀表否定 no、
yeah.
就是没有能力。问题全在于我自己，没有这个能力，我无能来应对这样的一种 disturbance。 谁造成的？ Caused by
their shouting that disturbs me，
来应对他们对我的大喊大叫、愤怒、指责、抱怨，一切的一切的负面的情绪。
Yeah, so he means he is disturbed by the fact that he doesn't know how to handle the disturbances caused by his boss or his wife or his father. But if he's able to handle them, then he wouldn't have any problem anymore.
大家想一想啊，推而到我们自己的身上来看，生活当中你遇到了这些事情，是不是因为你没有能力去应对造成了你自己的痛苦？那比如说路上呢，开车在路上呢？
It is not the traffic jams on the road that disturbs me.
哦，在路上呀，也不是那个交通拥堵它让我烦扰。 It's not the traffic jams. 本来我们觉得在路上开车那肯定是因为这个交通太糟糕了，太烂了，让我们自己觉得很 disturbed 的。
Yeah, yeah, very
对对
like vexed, very, very, very angry.、
哎、
very...
都是交通的错
，Yeah，
都是他人的错，对吧？都是别人给我造成的这一切，都是外界给我造成的，是不是他们的错呢？不是的。
But it's my inability to handle the disturbance caused by the traffic jam that disturbs me.
还是自己内心的那种什么没有能力，没有能力来 handle 来应对交通拥堵对你造成的扰乱。
More than the problem, it's my reaction to the problem that creates chaos in my life.
那么我们再进一步说 ，more than the problem， 比这个 problem 更多的是，
yeah.
我们来关心谁造成了这个问题，谁造成了这个问题呢？是我自己的
reaction，
我对问题做出的反应
to the problem that creates chaos in my life。
我们再听一遍这句话。
More than the problem, it's my reaction to the problem that creates chaos in my life。
解释一下。
Well, it means that it's not really the problem.That causes his disturbance. It's like his reaction, his first reaction to the problem that creates chaos because he reacts to the problem. Now, reactions are always based on a negative feeling, on like, a quick emotion, like you don't think before you react usually. And,whereas like a response is something you think about before you act.So if he would think about before he reacted to a problem, he wouldn't have so much chaos in his life.
哎，大家想一想生活当中啊，那些特别爱责怪这个外境和境遇的人啊，责怪别人给他造成了痛苦啊，责怪别人给他造成了灾难啊，啊，责怪什么事情这么不如意呀、啊，哪个地方又不好啊，反正什么都不如意的人，是不是生活的品质往往也很低？往往很低，这是为什么？是因为他自己没有这个 inability， 他没有那个能力来处置这些事情给他造成的一种后果，他处理不了，他因为他处理不了，所以这就让他进一步的把这种无法处理来造就了自己的命运，所以他就活得非常的痛苦。
The lesson I have learned from this is that I should not react in life.
好，最后这一段呢就成为了作者的一个总结了。他在这个事件当中学到了什么呢？ The lesson I have learned from this is that
I should not react in life.
我不应该成为生活当中的 react。 我们来讲一下这个词 REACT。
Yeah, if you react to something, I already said it, but then you don't really think about what you're doing. You just You respond to something without thinking in advance. That is to react. He says, I should not react in life. He says, I should always respond.
就是这两个单词的区别。React, 我不应该 react, 我应该 respond. 啊，这个很不好翻译成中文。
Yeah.
非常不好翻译成中文。React 可以理解为是一个
It's a direct reaction, like something you do that is based on your first feeling, something you do without really thinking.
直接反应
Yeah.
下意识的反应
Like imagine that you have a hot teacup and you touch the hot teacup and then it's like, ow, pain. Then you draw your hand away, right? That is a reaction.
对，就像你的手突然间放到了火上啊，被烧到了，然后你下意识的一瞬间的反应就是你的 react.
Yeah, you don't really think in advance like, oh, I will take teacup. Oh, the teacup is hot, so I should pull my hand back. And now I pull my hand back. No, you don't think that because that would be stupid.
所以我们不应该成为生活当中那个作为下意识反应的人。
Yeah, you should always respond.
那 respond 是什么意思呢？
Well, to respond means to react to something that happens to you by doing what is needed, suitable, or right.To do.
哎呀，去做一个很聪明的回应者。
Yeah, if you are able to respond to a situation, you analyzed it and you thought carefully about what to do.
有个同学说呢，哎呀，听得不是很懂。那么又有另外一个同学说，用一句简单的话来讲，就是说一些病人呢，他不是啊给病死的，他是让自己给吓死的。就是这个意思，明白了吗？就是你得，即便是得了病，但是因为你处理不好你对这个病的反应，于是于让这个病直接要了你的命。我觉得好像在说绕口一样。
The women reacted, whereas the waiter responded.
两个人群的区别，在场的女士们呢，她们是 reacted， 那么 waiter 呢就是 responded。
Reactions are always instinctive, whereas responses are always well thought of.
他解释了这两个词的区别。Reaction, 下意识的本能反应呢，它就是 always instinctive, 它就是由本能来驱使的。
Yeah, if something is instinctive, it is done without thinking, and it's caused by a natural feeling or natural ability.
你看到一朵花，你说哇，花好美啊。
Yeah.
你经历了一场严寒，你说哇，好冷啊。
Yeah.
你见到一个人，你说哇，这个人好坏呀。或者是说你看到了一件啊正能量的事情，你说哇，这个好暖啊。这些都是你的 reactions。
Whereas responses are always well thought of.
而一个人的 response 呢却是深思熟虑的。Well thought of.
Just and right to save a situation from going out of hands.
Just, 就是
Just is morally right and supported by many people.
正确的正义的后面的 right.正也是正确的，就是一种正确的方式来 save a situation， 来挽救一个即将失控的局势。
Yeah, to save a situation from going out of hands.
Going out of hands， 脱手。
Yeah,
意思就是脱离控制。
It's a situation that cannot be controlled anymore. To avoid cracks in a relationship，
来避免人际关系当中呢出现 cracks 裂痕。
Yeah, if there's a crack in a relationship, it's a sign that shows that that relationship is unstable, is weak, or begins to break. To avoid taking decisions in anger, anxiety, stress, or hurry.
来避免 taking decisions, 做决定。啊，我们可以说 making decisions, 也可以说 taking decisions, 在四种情况下。Anger, 愤怒 anxiety, 焦虑 stress, 紧张 hurry, 匆忙
Yeah.
这四种都代表了人的那种 instinctive 本能反应
Yeah, like instinctive reactions are usually like reactions that come from an emotion. And more often than not, it are negative emotions where they come from, like anger, anxiety, stress, or rush.
有人打你有人骂你你就直接打回去骂回去了这叫 reaction
Yes
但是 如果你像我们接下来这篇文章当中的这个出租车司机一样、
yeah.
人家骂他，人家错了不守规矩抢他的道，他还让人家先走，这就是 response。 第二个故事 The law of the garbage trucks.
The law of the garbage trucks. One day I hopped in a taxi and we took off for the airport. We were driving in the right lane when suddenly a black car jumped out of a parking space right in front of us. My taxi driver slammed on the brakes, skidded, and missed the other car just by inches. The driver of the car whipped his head out around and started yelling at us. My taxi driver just smiled and waved at the guy, and I mean, he was really friendly. So I asked, why did you just do that? This guy almost ruined your car and sent us to the hospital. This is when my taxi driver taught me what I now call the law of the garbage truck. He explained that many people are like garbage trucks. They run around full of garbage, full of frustration, full of anger, full of disappointment. As their garbage piles up, they need a place to dump it. And sometimes, they dump it on you. Don't take it personally. Just smile, wave, wish them well, and move on. Don't take their garbage and spread it to other people at work, at home, or on the streets. The bottom line is that successful people do not let garbage trucks take over their day. Life's too short to wake up in the morning with regret. So, love the people who treat you right. Pray for the ones who don't. Life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it.
怎么对待生活，接受它其实就可以了。这篇文章要说的就是这个事情。
The law of the garbage truck.
Law, 法则。Garbage truck, garbage truck, 垃圾车。
One day, I hopped in a taxi and we took off to the airport.
还是在路上见到的情景啊，所以我们都说生活就是最好的课堂了。
Yeah.
咖啡店里啊，路上啊，你说你整天要是待在家里，你怎么学习社会的规则和法律啊？
Yeah. Like the most lessons that you learn from real life, from outside your comfort zone.
所以你说那些开出租车的司机师傅们、
yeah.
其实他们见到了很多的人情世故。
Yeah, taxi drivers have a lot of life experience, I noticed. Like, they always want to talk with me because I'm a foreigner, like, so they always want to test my Chinese.
什么人都见过、
yeah.
什么事儿都见过、
yeah.
形形色色的都见过。
They have a lot of stories to tell.
有一天 I hopped in, 我跳进了一辆出租车，就是搭了一辆出租车。 And we took off. Took off 就是出发意思啊， take off 是出发， to the airport 直接去机场了。
We were driving in the right lane when suddenly a black car jumped out of a parking space right in front of us.
Driving in the right lane, 右车道，车道啊， lane 车道。 When suddenly、啊、我们正常行驶在啊，哦哦， we were driving in the right lane
Yeah, like they were driving on the right part of the road. That is a lane. Like usually a big broad road is divided in several lanes.
Lanes. 啊，我们在右边这条车道上行驶的时候，突然间一个 black car jumped out of 就是突然间半路杀出来的意思。
Yeah,
啊、冲了出来。
A car of course cannot jump, but like it's like very suddenly.A car appears, jumped out of.
它是从一个 parking space, 一个停车位上突然窜了出来。Right in front of us, 就在我们车的车前，很危险，这个差点撞上。
Yeah. My taxi driver slammed on his brakes, skidded, and missed the other car by just inches.
幸好这司机师傅反应快。
Yeah.
啊，他的经验丰富，他马上 slammed on his brakes, 猛踩 brakes, 刹车。Slam on, 猛踩。
Yeah, he hit something, like he hits the brakes with great force and strength. Like, that is to slam on the brakes.
Skidded, 滑行。这刹完车不是还得滑一段吗？
Yeah, imagine a car that is driving and then suddenly has to, like, stop. Then, yeah, if the car is driving pretty fast, then the car makes like, that sound over the road. That is skid.
对 missed the other car. 就就是一下就错过了另外的一辆车，仅仅是 by just inches, 哎呀，就差几英寸啊，就差点撞上那辆车了。
The driver of the other car whipped his head around and started yelling at us.
哎， 那个突然杀出来的那辆车呢还怎么着呢还 whip his head, 那 driver 还
Yeah, he very quickly turned his head around to whip his head around.
因为他也吓了一跳。
Yeah, he was also obviously very scared.
在这样的一种害怕的情景当中呢他还猛的一下回了头。
Yeah.
Whipped, 猛的一下 whipped his head, 回了头。完了就开始朝我们大骂起来。Yelling at us, 大吼大叫。
My taxi driver just smiled and waved at the guy.
诶我的这个司机呢只是微笑着然后还朝那个家伙挥了挥手。
And I mean, he was really friendly.
他可是真的很友好的那种挥挥手啊。
So I asked, why did you just do that?
所以我特纳闷我就问他说诶您为什么要这么做呢
?This guy,Almost ruined your car and sent us to the hospital.
This guy almost ruined 的意思。
Yeah, I'd like to
毁掉
to break, to smash, to completely like ruin something.
差点把你的车撞个稀巴烂，同时呢还把我们送把咱俩都送到医院去，就差那么一点儿。
This is when my taxi driver taught me what I now call.The law of the garbage truck.
这就是这位出租车司机啊为我讲述的一个理念吧。Taught me what I call, 现在呢我把它叫做 what I now call the law of the garbage truck, 垃圾车法则。
He explained that many people are like garbage trucks.
他解释到说很多人啊他们就像是垃圾车一样。
They run around full of garbage, full of frustration, full of anger, and full of disappointment.
他们到处跑 ,run around, 到处跑四处乱跑。后面的状态是 full of garbage, 装满了垃圾 ,full of frustration, 装满了那种失意。
Yeah, frustration is a very annoyed and impatient feeling that you have when you are doing what you don't want to do. Like you cannot do what you want to do. That is frustration.
Full of anger, 充满了愤怒,充满了失望, full of disappointment.这样的人在生活中太多见了。
Yeah,
你看那个我们在网上能够看到的。
A lot of fora or online, of course, where a lot of people, they dump their thoughts, they just write their frustration away.
俗称叫什么黑子或者是喷子、这些。
Yeah.
随意的在网络上就发泄自己的情绪、自己的不满自己觉得自己被生活虐待了。
As their garbage piles up,
当他们装的垃圾呢堆积起来的时候越堆越多的时候 piles up
as their garbage becomes more and more piles up they need a place to dump it
当然了他们需要一个什么需要一个地方来倾倒来 dump it
yeah to dump something it means to get rid of something that you really don't want anymore
你得清空你的垃圾车吧是吧你的情绪满了你得倒吧你得发泄吧
and sometimes They'll dump it on you.
Sometimes they'll dump it on you. 他们总得，对吧？就像你身体里有细菌，你要咳痰一样，你总得把那痰咳出来吧。They'll dump it on you. 他们就正好倒在你身上了。
Don't take it personally.
好，司机就说了 ，take it personally 是什么意思
？Yeah, when you take something personally, you feel that a failure or something that bad that happened.Is all your fault and that you are like the person responsible for it and that makes you very upset.
Take it personally, 就是往心里去认为什么事情呢是针对自己的。这里司机就加了一个否定的就说 don't take it personally. 不要觉得这个事情呢是刻意针对你的。他骂不是骂你吗当然是骂你了怎么能说不要针对你呢
Yeah, but like, was the other guy, the other driver really like screaming at them because of the whole situation or because of his own problems?
诶我们仔细想一想这句话有没有道理就是生活中我们有时候在跟人吵架的时候其实未必是针对那个人和那个事情对不对
Yeah, like,
可能是针对别的心中的一些不满你可能 在公司受的气你可能会发在家人身上。
Yeah, no, it's very usual actually, like a lot of friends have, I know they do that too. When they have a lot of stress at work, for example, they come home and then they have a fight with their partner, with their wife or with their husband.
对。
Or like they're very, very like upset about something that happened in their family.
对。
And then at work, they pick a fight with someone or they are really like, yeah.Like being cranky all the time.
你看，你同事让你不舒服了吧？你很可能发在自己的孩子身上。
Yeah.
所以孩子这个时候就不能认为是我爸或者是我妈认为我这次考试成绩考得不好，他们可能只是在借题发挥罢了。
Yeah. So don't take it personally. Like don't think it's all your fault.
不要认为这事儿是针对你的。
Just smile.
笑一笑。
Wave.
挥挥手。
Wish them well.
祝他们好运就行了
And move on
然后继续赶路
Don't take their garbage and spread it to other people at work, at home, or on the streets
千万不要就此就接手过来这些倾倒在你身上的垃圾然后 spread it 然后再传播给你的同事你的家人或者是大街上的其他人这让垃圾在你这里停止就好了不要再去散播出去
The bottom line is that successful people do not let garbage trucks take over their day.
Bottom line.
Well, a bottom line is like the main rule you have to remember from a story. Like, it's the most basic fact or issue the story talks about. Like, the main thing you should understand and remember.
就是你最重要要记住的 The bottom line is, 你最最需要记住的就是成功人士 successful people 从来不会让这些垃圾车 take over their day take over 占领占据影响他们的工作和生活他们的一天
Yeah, to take control of their day So successful people do not let garbage trucks take over control of their day take over their day Life's too short to wake up in the morningwith regrets. So,
还是一句这样的话哈、啊、说哎呀生活真的是太短了短的 wake up in the morning with regrets. 哪有时间每天早上醒来还带着那么多遗憾呢
Yeah.
所以
Regrets are like you feel sad because of something you did or said. Like if you pick a fight with someone, you say things during a fight you don't actually mean and that you really regret later on, butLike, you cannot do anything about it, right?
我觉得他这句话说的挺有意思的。我们看那些所谓的成功人士哈。
Yeah.
成功人士做大事情，那他遭遇到的阻力、反对、责骂，肯定会更多，是不是？
Yeah. The successful people also have like a lot of people who are against them. Like, as if like the more successful you become, the more criticized you get.
对其实成功它是有两面的、
yes.
一面是因为可以让更多的人知道你做的事情认可你的才华另外一方面更多的人他不屑你或者批判你或者他们责骂你或者他们嫉妒你
Yeah, but does that limit their success? No, of course not. They don't let themselves be limited by other people's thoughts.
所以真正的成功人士其实是很少数的、啊、这种世俗上的成功是一部分真正的所谓的成功人士是很少这样的人他是不会至少他在境界精神境界当中他不会让 garbage truck 影响到自己的工作和生活
Love the people who treat you right Pray for the ones who don't
您是否认可这样的理念呢 Love the people who treat you right 我们要把爱呢给予那些善待我们的人他们爱我们我们也爱他们
Pray for the ones who don't
同时为那些没有善待我们的人为他们祈祷就好了
Yeah, just wish them well Wish that good things happen to them as well、
你也不太可能去改变他因为他的生活和生命就已经是这个模型和样子了
Yeah Life is 10% what you make it And 90% of how you take it
哦、oh, 生活是10%的什么和90%的什么
Well, life is 10% ofWhat you do, like、you go to work, you go to school, you do stuff at home. That is your life, right? Basically, that's 10%, only 10% of it. It is 90% how you take it, like what you understand it to、hey. be, what you like how you interpret the things that happen around you.
生活是百分之十的取决于你对生活做了什么，然后百分之九十呢取决于你如何去 take it， 如何去接受生活本身。
Yeah, how you treat life, how you see the things that you are doing, how you interpret them.Like, you can see, like, oh, it rains outside. You can be like, oh, it rains outside. My life is terrible. But you can also be just objective and let it all slip away from your back. Like, oh, it rains outside. No judgment at all.
对
That makes a huge difference.
下雨了，冬天啊，天冷，寒冷，天寒地冻，是吧？
Yeah. And for example, if you have boring work to do, like, you can do like, oh man, my life is so miserable. I have so much boring stuff I have to do. Or you can just be like, okay, this is part of my work, and work is just one part of my life. The other parts are okay.So, it's just a matter of how you look at things you are doing in life.
就是这10%和90%的这种差别。
Yeah.
就完全取决了一个人怎么去面对自己的生活。我们说一个人的这种素质啊这种素质它呢跟这个人的个人成就没有什么很大的关系。我们看到很多人他有一定的成就啊怎么但是他素质还是很低。他仍然会像一个这个开车的这个抢道的这个司机一样，遇到任何的事情都是 screaming yelling、
yeah.
怎么样，然后动不动就是外境很差呀，外境欠他的呀。
Yeah, like a lot of people, they like to externalize things. They like to externalize all the bad things that happen to them. Oh, it's their fault. That's a mistake. Oh, life treats me like not good.
生活对我很不公平啊。
Yeah, but.They should turn it around. I mean, it really like is 90% of how you treat life and not how life treats you. You are in charge. You are responsible of your own feelings.
话说回来，你让别人经历了什么，你就会有同样的经历。
Definitely.
你10%取决于你怎么去对待生活，90%其实也是这10%的结果，也是这10%的结果。好好去想一想。
Yeah, and also what they say, what comes around goes around. It's like what you give to life, you will get back. So if you keep complaining about your life, yeah, then life will probably like, want to make it up with you.
生活是越抱怨越糟的。
Yeah.
与其抱怨不如接受。
Yeah.
聊天室的很多 comments 评论非常精彩。有的人说丫头说严于律己宽以待人。哎中国古代的智慧。对对，然后有时候我要记住最后一句话啊，生活是一道选择题啊，并没有让你写作文的空间。你只选择，你只要选择 make it or take it， make it or take it。还有什么精彩评论？10%是由自己来决定的，90%看你如何利用它。有人说我现在境界呢还达不到这些，但是你至少知道了你的 response 和你的 respond 它会塑造你的命运。
Yeah, it's definitely not like you, it is true that these stories are a bit difficult and a bit abstract to understand, but just remember that it's all about how you respond in life, that you should try to respond to difficult situations and problems in your life instead of reacting to them.
最可悲的是当自己接受了很多的别人倾倒的垃圾以后，自己也成了一辆垃圾车啊，这是比较可悲的，然后再去把这些垃圾呢散布出去，这就是完全还没有意识到自己在做什么，还不知道自己在做什么的一种情况。做人要活得清醒一点，就是要知道自己在做什么，有意识的知道自己以 just right 的方式来生活。
Yeah, like think before you act, respond, don't react. Like love the people who treat you right and pray for the ones who don't.
所以最后这句话是非常的精彩。你看我们的两个故事，第一个 The Cockroach Theory 也是这样的。
Yeah, it's also the same. Like, the Cockroach Theory talks about like that you should not really like handle in like a negative emotion, like in anger or in anxiety or stress. You should not like let those feelings guide your actions. You should always think before you respond to certain situation.
对啊，生活中的烦恼啊，不顺啊，到处都是。你怎么样？每经历一件事情的时候，你就在地上去撒哭，这个去那个什么叫撒泼打闹吗？
Yeah.
难道都这样吗？有必要吗？有什么作用吗？大惊小怪也好，愤怒回击也好，有什么作用吗？
Yeah, like reactions don't really pay off. They don't really solve the problem usually.
对，所以这就是我们的内心之道。你的内心要有力量，有了力量你才能稳，你才能够应对外境。好，这就是今天的美文，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师。
Thank you for listening.